Good morning. It is 6:27. Yes. 6:27 on July the 29th, 2020. Yeah, 6:27. It's lovely. There you go. The good news is that, I got up. I got out. I was out just about sunrise. The picture is a little bit after, like, 2 or 3 minutes after sunrise. But, 5:57 sunrise here. And I think I took the picture right around 6:02, 6:03. I don't know. Somewhere around 6 o'clock. And I got out early. I got walking. Bad news is, the reason is because I woke up at 4 o'clock. And most mornings, most of the time, I could just roll over and say, okay, it's too early. I'm going to go back to sleep for an hour. This morning, no. Wasn't happening. Wasn't going to go there. Brain said, no, I don't think so. Just wouldn't shut down. So I got up and had some breakfast, had some coffee, played a little Fallout 4. And when the time came, I said, okay, I'm gonna get up, we're gonna get dressed. Put on some clean jeans. I'm wearing the dirty shirt from yesterday. I'm gonna change that when I get home. But the air is so cool. Official temperature is 58. It was 60 outside my back door. So right in there, 58, 62, someplace in that bracket, I'm sure. There are little microclimates here and there where it's a little cooler, a little warmer, but it's invigorating. I feel good. Part of the reason that I feel good has to do with playing along at home. Was something a couple of my writing buddies have been doing. And they're calling it silent accountability. Now what they do is what I did yesterday was opened a chat, a video chat, with another friend, with a friend who was writing. They needed to get words in. And I needed to get editing done. So her goal is 2,000 words per session, which is 50 minutes long, which is, if you've got a story that's pulling you in, that's eminently doable. And then we visited for a few minutes and got our beverages of choice and then muted the microphones and just left the chat open. And after 50 minutes, we checked in. How'd you do? And it worked really well. I might have given up after the second chat, 2 hours in, but I was almost done and she needed one more. So we went a third time and I got to the end of the most difficult pass of Finwell Bay, the story formerly known as Troy Harbor. And I even had time to write one of the two missing chapters. There's still a couple of places where I'm not convinced that what happens is in the right place or if it adds to the story. Otto Krug has a big part of this book. And Angela kind of gets short shrift. Angela Perano kind of gets short shrift. And I need to start over from the beginning and read it from the top and make sure that I've changed all the right names to the right names. Some of the continuity things that I found was that there is an afternoon evening waiter at the diner, and I had him there in the morning, which under normal circumstances probably wouldn't have been a big deal. But I had a morning waiter, so I changed all of the morning instances to the morning waiter, so that the afternoon guy and the morning guy aren't the same guy. So he's not working 20 hours a day. And I found I had two Violets. I had Violet Austin, who is the head of Allied Agriculture, and Jimmy Pirano's ex-wife. And I had Violet Ramsbottom, who was a carpenter, who plays a significant role in the story. And I forgot I had Violet Austin in the story. So when I made Violet Ramsbottom, I was like, oh yeah, no, that's... I had to go through and find all of the one Violet and change them to Ursula. So I went through and changed them all to Ursula. And then I got further down in the book and realized I'd used Ursula already. So the second Ursula, who had fewer uses, got her name changed to, I think I changed her name to Marianne. Now I gotta go through and read it from the beginning and make sure that I don't have two Mariannes, or that I haven't inadvertently named the mother after the daughter. Because it would be just like me to do that. Marianne has two kids. Marianne Bagley has two kids. Sam and... I don't remember her name now. So I have a sneaky suspicion that I did something stupid, like name the mother using the kid's name. I tend to use the same initials over and over and over, and I try to break myself of the habit. Which probably means what I need to do is go back to my previous habit of stealing sponge names, fan names for characters. So I've got Karen on speed dial to get this book to her ASAP. I really need to get it her and get it back, because in a few days it's going to be August, and I need this book to be ready for Podium, the manuscript, to be ready for Podium September 1st. Then I'm probably going to go through and do Barbarian, and then Dark Knight. Oh. Yeah, there's no question about shade here this morning. I've just made the eastern turn. Coming up on the monk post. Got a jogger coming up behind me. Get ready, sit with me. Monk post. Oh, no, she's not jogging. She's just walking. Okay. But, yeah, the sun is still really low in the sky. Our new gutters. I ran into a little issue last night with our new gutters. Our new gutters are beautiful. Fresh, brand new. Formed aluminum, leaf guards. Most of the downspouts have tip outs, which help guide the water away from the foundation of the house. The one right behind a bedroom, and I wonder how much of this has to do with the fact that I woke up at 4 o'clock. The one right behind the bedroom apparently took a fairly substantial hit from the sprinkler system last night. Because when I went to bed around 10, yeah, I only got 6 hours sleep last night. When I went to bed around 10, there was this regular drip, metal, water on metal, like a faucet dripping in a stainless steel sink. And I went around and checked all the bathrooms. None of the bathrooms had drips. And then I realized it was coming from the back corner of the house where the new sprinkler system was. And I thought, well, okay, it'll drip for a little while and it'll stop. Well, I woke up this morning, it's still dripping. It's still dripping. So before I left, I went around to the back of the house and looked, and the tip out was still full of water from yesterday's sprinkling. And there was a lot of condensation on the downspout. And what I think has happened is that the condensation in the downspout just keeps inching down and dropping into the tip out. Clunk. 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 So I picked the tip up out. I flexed it so that it's in its upright position so the water will run out and so that the dripping will fall straight to the ground. We'll see if that solves it. There was a lot of water in the tip out. I was surprised. I tipped it up and it was like brrr. A couple tablespoons of water came out of it, so I'm not exactly sure what's going on, but that was a lot of water for sprinkler overshoot or something, whatever it was that put the water in the system to begin with. And I can't help but think, oh, what was it, the thing that going tunk every 12 seconds? Is that what kept me awake? Was that what woke me up at 4 o'clock? I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. At any rate, I have a beta read for somebody I have to do. I've been reading Mike Wood, MJKEWOOD, Mike Wood, Old Man in a Spacesuit. And it's pretty good. I'm kind of on the fence about it, but I'm enjoying it. So close enough. But I have to put it down because I've got to do a beta read for Sydney Swanson, who's got a new Mars series started. It's the first book of the series. And she's real nervous about it. It's a short read. So she sent me one. I just ran it through. And apparently you can't put a book, an ebook on Drafted Digital without assigning it an ISBN number anymore. I don't know if that was always the case. I never did, because I just use it to convert, but... across the street. But I tried to convert it with using... Drafted Digital to create an EPUB, and it wouldn't go. So it wouldn't go without an ISBN number. I didn't want to assign an ISBN number to it, so I used Amazon Previewer to take the word processing document and turn it into a MOBI that I could send to my Kindle. I don't know what that's going to do to me, because that's how I typically do them. I suppose I could still do it and just let them put one of theirs on it. And then never publish it. And when I download it, I'll just take that ISBN number off the file. They've restructured their system to make it more intuitive. Frankly, the old one was pretty intuitive, and the things that were a little strange are still there. So I don't know who's doing their UI, but be that as it may. Okay, coming down the sidewalk and across the street. Crossing the street, okay. Almost back. Long shadows this morning. Long shadows. Just a little bit of sun here and there peeking through. And here I am. Coming up on the back gate. Point where I say tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.